After sitting vacant for several years, the state purchased the Episcopal Church home in 2013. The property is key to expanding the Peacebridge Plaza, but Empire State Development Regional President and Bridge Authority member Sam Hoyt says after the site is cleared, it will be landscaped.
And it will create a nice buffer between the neighborhood and the Peacebridge Plaza. But there is no long-term plan in terms of what its future use will be.
The only building that will remain, Hoyt says, is the old chapel at the corner of Bustai and Rhode Island.
That's the one building of all of them at the Episcopal Church home property that is no doubt the most valuable in terms of its history and its architecture. And the state is totally committed to both salvaging that building, but ultimately identifying a reuse for it.
Longtime neighbor and bridge expansion opponent Kathy Mecca is president of the Columbus Park Neighborhood Association. Mecca says the historic buildings could have been redeveloped, but Mecca says private interests were rebuffed.
It was intentional blighting all along, and it was either going to be sold to the Public Bridge Authority for land banking, or, as we know now, the governor's aspiration to expand the Peacebridge Plaza into the neighborhood.
Hoyt says site work should be wrapped up by fall. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.